from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. During Thursday's arguments before the Supreme Court on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution in the Washington, D.C. election interference case, Trump's lawyers made references to other former presidents.
President Barack Obama's decision to order the killing of an American citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, in Yemen, who was working with al-Qaeda. Obama based that on the law that gave him authority to use military force after 9/11. It was old by that time. But could he be prosecuted for murder? That was raised in the courtroom.
ABC's Terry Moran. A big development in Baltimore and the destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge.
For the first time in more than 4 weeks, five cargo ships that have been stuck in the port of Baltimore can now leave. A new temporary 35-foot channel is open. The first ship to pass through was the Balsa 94, a bulk carrier. It was guided by tugboats passing through the downed bridge and cargo ship still stuck in the water.
ABC's Perry Russum. In Moscow, Putin's spokesman said the U.S. is now directly involved in its bid to subjugate Ukraine by providing the Ukrainians longer-range missiles. Separately, Russia won't take part in Switzerland's summit on Ukraine.
Moscow will not have any representation in any format at the conference to be held in June. Simply, Russia will not participate in any events based on what's being called the Ukrainian formula. Moscow's ambassador to Switzerland tells the RIA Novosti news service the gathering will turn into a noisy but empty PR event.
ABC's Tom Rivers. The government reported a big slowdown in U.S. economic activity during the winter, gross domestic product increasing 1.6%, down from 3.4% higher in the fall. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a new rule requiring coal-fired power plants to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. You're listening to ABC News. The U.S. military has begun building a pier off the Gaza coast to offload humanitarian supplies delivered by boat. That aid will eventually go to a marshalling area that was hit by mortars. Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder is Pentagon spokesman.
We're aware of reports that a small number of mortars landed in the vicinity of the marshalling yard area for humanitarian assistance that will eventually be the delivery site that this pier will support.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations spread to more college campuses. The University of Southern California canceled commencement.
Instead of a graduation ceremony, USC now saying it will have what it calls activities and celebrations to honor commencement. It's because of safety concerns one day after anti-Israel protesters fought with police and riot gear on campus, and debate has been growing about USC's pro-Palestinian valedictorian who the school banned from speaking at the ceremony. Now there won't be a ceremony.
ABC's Alex Stone in Atlanta.
Emory, the university says a few dozen people came onto campus who are actually not members of the school community. They set up tents in the quad and began to clash with police. At UC Berkeley, an encampment grew overnight. Students say they will not leave until the school cuts all ties with Israeli schools and companies with ties to arms suppliers. And they want the University of California to formally recognize Israel's actions as genocide.
ABC's Phil Lipoff. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.